This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Those cleaning products you keep under the sink can be potent stuff, but even more so when you try to mix them, as some people do. In today's Vital Signs, Liz Petty of Parkland Hospital's North Texas Poison Center talks with me about why mixing's a bad idea.
All household cleaners are safe to use as long as you're using them properly. Read the directions, follow the label, wear proper equipment if needed.
Such as?
Glasses. A lot of us are guilty of not actually reading the labels on the back of cleaners, but if you actually take the time and look, most products require that you wear gloves. Yeah, so when time to pull out the gloves, you know you're going to do some deep cleaning, get meticulous, maybe in the kitchen, in the bathroom, and then you open up that cabinet and you think, well, if this product cleans and this product cleans, why not put them together? And then that's when we start getting in trouble.
And that's dangerous because?
It's dangerous because a chemical reaction occurs. Bleach and ammonia are one of the most common calls that we get. And it's not that people are taking bleach and ammonia and pouring them in a bucket together. What they're doing is they're using bleach on one surface and then they add ammonia to the same surface. And together they make chloramine. And chloramine is a very irritating gas. Starts burning your eyes, your nose, basically all the airways. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty immediate reaction. So as soon as you put those two together, you usually will get the effects from it.
Acid in bleach.
Bleach products already acid containing base. When you add another acid to it, now you're getting even stronger acid, which is even more irritating if you are exposed to it, right? So as soon as you combine them together, again, nose is going to burn, eyes are going to water, they're going to be red. And at that point, you go outside, get fresh air, ventilate the area, open up the windows if you can, and call the poison center.
Another combination I recommended, vinegar and peroxide.
Generally, people think vinegar and peroxide are safer methods of cleaning just because they think they're a little bit more natural solutions. But together, they actually make parasitic acid, and it's also irritating. So
pool chemicals and cleansers.
Pool chemicals usually contain chlorine, which is a bleach-type product. And mm-hmm. So a lot of the exposures that we get with pool chemicals are usually when people are opening up the containers. And they usually open them outside, so you would think that's a very well-ventilated area. But sometimes it's windy outside, and if you open that lid or that tub towards your face, those dust and fumes get in through your nose, through your mouth. So we get often callers who are calling us, and they're kind of coughing and wheezing a bit. And if it's a serious exposure, that will land you a trip to the hospital.
Old and new products. I'm assuming what this means, even if it's products of the same brand.
Yes. So a lot of companies discontinue one certain product. And even though they might sell the same product, it might actually contain different ingredients. So let's say you have an old bottle
new and
of
improved this
new
versus,
and improved.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you might have an old product window cleaner and a new bottle. And you think, well, I don't need two bottles in my cabinets. Let me just pour one into the other one. Again, not a great idea. They're both blue. Yeah.
Layers of fragrance. Now, why is that a problem?
Only real problem we see is that they smell great. So who does it attract? It attracts small children. So just be very careful when using multiple products with fragrances. Some people are highly sensitive, especially those who might be asthmatic or have respiratory illnesses.
What about so-called all-natural cleaners?
Again, we would never recommend mixing anything, even if it's a natural cleaner, right? Again, we've heard it over and over. Natural does not mean safe.
We're talking about what can happen when you mix chemicals together, but is this a fairly common thing for people to do that and to be injured by it?
In the last 3 years, we've received over 3,000 calls. For the most part, a lot of those calls we tend to treat at home. So you call the poison center, we give you treatment right over the phone, which is usually fresh air. Other recommendations depending on the severity of the exposure, but other times we have had to send people to the hospital.
Is there anything such as a safe and effective cleaning solution that you can come up with as a result of mixing?
No, we really don't have any recommendations for mixing absolutely anything together. But if you are wanting to use multiple products, what you can do is use the first product, let it completely dry, then you can wipe it down with some water. And if you need to use a different product, then that's fine. Once that product has been completely dry, it is safe to use.
Liz Petty, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.